The leader of the state Senate Republicans, who are in the minority in that chamber, says he's not giving up on winning back seats, even though 7 GOP members have announced they are leaving or seeking another office. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan, who ruled as the majority leader for several years until Republicans lost many seats in 2018, says he knows his party faces a big challenge.
Are we in a tough position? Of course. If I said to the contrary, you wouldn't believe me, no one else would believe me. But that doesn't mean we're not going to be in there fighting and swinging.
Flanagan spoke on a day when Joe Robach became the latest GOP member to say he will not seek re-election in 2020. Robach's announcement comes just days after George Amador of the Capital Region in Hudson Valley, Betty Little of the North Country, and Michael Ranzenhofer of Western New York all said they will be leaving office at the end of next year. Bob Attanacci of Syracuse won election to a judgeship last month. He'll end his Senate career at the end of this month. In addition, two other Western New York Senators Rob Ort and Chris Jacobs are seeking to fill the congressional seat left open after the resignation of Chris Collins. Flanagan says he intends to make the 2020 elections a referendum on the Democrats and the policies they've enacted. He says that includes a congestion pricing plan for parts of Manhattan that Flanagan says amounts to a commuter tax for suburban residents and criminal justice law changes that include ending most forms of cash bail.
We have to aggressively recruit candidates. And as these announcements come out, you see a bunch of names that will come from really every district across the state. And my job in working with my colleagues is to go after hopefully good sitting elected officials who will jump in to run for elective office.
He says Assemblyman Dan Steck of Queensbury has already said he'll run for Senator Little's seat. Flanagan says he intends to run for re-election in 2020, and he hopes to remain as Republican leader. He says he spent many years in the Assembly in the minority party before being elected to the Senate, so he knows how to survive as part of the loyal opposition.
I've been here 33 years. I spent 19 of those 33 years in the minority. I know what it means to be in a minority. I know what it means to fight and claw back and try and get things done. I believe in who we are. I believe in what we're doing. I believe in our philosophy.
The Senate GOP leader says having President Donald Trump, who is a polarizing figure, at the top of the ticket in 2020 will help Republicans get elected in some districts and hurt them in others. Flanagan was careful not to comment on the president or his policies, saying he prefers instead to focus on state government affairs. Earlier in the week, the leader of the Senate Democrats, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, said she plans to increase her 40-seat majority to at least 43 next year.
That is the floor. That's not the ceiling. I think we are ever closer to that and more.
A spokesman for the Senate Democrats, Gary Ginsburg, commented on Senator Flanagan's remarks, saying the GOP has no money, no candidates, and no ideas. Ginsburg said, every day we see another Republican senator abandon the sinking ship and announce their retirement. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.